Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Real talk. Has anyone ever Googled someone and found out something interesting, found out some juicy gossip, some tea? 855-444-6342. I'm curious if this has ever happened to someone before, because I feel like nowadays everything you just look up on social media. But I'm talking about like you did a background check before a date, found out something. Ooh. You Googled somebody. Ooh. Because I feel as though when you meet somebody, you do these background checks, I guess, like especially if you're single and you're in the dating world. AB, when you go on a date, do you just go in blindly? Do you Google them?
I low-key try to go in blindly so that I don't have like any preconceived notions. Because if I start stalking a guy on Instagram, I'm going to get the ick. Every guy's Instagram is horrible. So, yeah. See, I try not to.
Do you Google people, Hannah?
Oh, I love doing some investigation. I feel like CaseNet is a big one.
CaseNet?
If any of my,
really?
If any of my like friends or family or whoever are going on a date, I feel like I look up their CaseNet before I look up their Instagram.
Wow.
Whoa. Really? So I have a friend out there that has friends like you, Hannah, who did this for her. Mm-hmm. She was going to go on a date with a random stranger, some guy who just slid in her DMs. And first off, is that weird? I don't even know, because they're like, he just slid in your DMs. He's like, what's up? And just like started flirting with her. She's like, it's the same as if some guy walked up to me at a bar and was like, can I get your phone number? And I meet him and now we're going to go on a date, or I start talking to him at a bar and I accept a drink from him. And everyone was like, no, it is not the same thing if someone just slides in your DMs, a random stranger, and starts flirting with you. And so a friend looked up on CaseNet. And he was like he had been arrested for being a pedophile.
Oh, wow.
So she did not, see, this is why you got to do that.
So she did not go on that date with him at all.
Smart.
Holy.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Have you ever Googled someone, looked them up, and then found out something informational that was not good? Maybe criminal background? What did you find? Want to take your calls next. Has anyone ever looked someone up on Google and then found out some kind of interesting discovery? Whether it's you're applying for a job and you do a background like Google searching, who you're interviewing, you're going on a date with somebody, you do some Google searching. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I was telling you, my friend, we all convinced her, like, you're going to go on a date with a guy who just slid in your DMs. And we're like, she was like, yeah, he seemed cool. He took a shot. I respect that move. It's hard to find love. And we're like, it's the same as meeting someone at a bar. And like, no, I feel like it's not the same. If guys were just shooting their shot in the DMs like that, feel like they're more risky. So we did a little Google searching. Turns out he had a criminal history. He was like arrested for being a pedophile. Didn't. I don't even think she canceled the date. I think she just did not show.
Right.
And then changed her Instagram account and moved.
Yeah.
What did you find out while you were being Google searching and doing some research? Kevin, you got Googled?
I got Googled this weekend because I talk a lot about being a G.I. Joe collector. And I had a friend say, hey, I'm out with another G.I. Joe collector. He doesn't believe that you once collected G.I. Joes. I said, really?
What?
Google it. If you Google Kevin Berghoff, G.I. Joe, There's an article that comes up from years ago where I talked to the website yojo.com, and you can actually see pictures of what my collection used to look like before my wife made me sell it.
Bro, I'm not going to lie.
Wow, Kev.
Kevin was at one point the sixth largest world G.I. Joe collector. I thought for sure that was just a made-up statistic that he could just throw out, because who's going to
check?
And who has that ranking?
By the way, like, why would I claim that if it weren't true?
Question him.
I feel like you could just make it up. Like, I'm seventh. Like, who knows? Who's counting, walking around counting people's G.I. Joe collections?
Actually fourth.
Yeah. I really did think you just made that up as a flex, Kev. I didn't know that was a real Googleable
thing. All I'm saying, Google it and check out the photos.
Damn, look, never been sexier. You know that.
That's right.
Jenny, you've done this before. You've Googled people before and then found out some interesting information beyond G.I. Joe collections.
Yes, definitely beyond G.I. Joe collections for sure. So I matched with this guy on Tinder. We had exchanged phone numbers, and we were talking about like how we were going to go on a date together. So he gave me like roundabout of what town that he lived in, and I'm nosy. So I went to Google, put in his first name, his town, and his phone number, ended up getting his full address and his full name. Mm. So went to...
Peter's so curious.
What are you going to do with that?
Well, I went to Facebook so that I could, you know, fact check the name against what came up. His pictures came up. Well, also his wife came up. Then I went to CaseNet to see, well, maybe they filed for divorce. They had not. So I immediately unmatched and blocked.
Wow.
Damn, bro. You got to make sure
you didn't even hide his Facebook?
What a rookie mistake. Jeez, yeah, what a rookie mistake.
If you're going to go on Tinder, you got to clear his socials out at least.
Jennifer, this is why you do background checks, huh, Jennifer?
Yeah, I mean, if back in the day when after I got divorced and I started getting back into the dating field, it was, you know, if I found somebody that wanted to go out on a date, it was like, I have no shame in it, man. I'm going to case net you. I'm going to pacer you, which is like the federal background.
What is that?
Wow. Dang.
Pacer
okay.
is checking like the federal court system.
Shoot.
And then I'm also going to, you know, I'm going to check on Instagram. I'm going to check on Google. I'm going to check on Facebook and everything else. And then if I think that this could go further, I'm going to fully background check you. Like,
really?
I'm going to go. I had a private investigator through my work at the time. And because here's the other thing you have to think about. I have kids.
Yeah.
So it's like, I really need to know, like, number one, if you're going to be a pedophile or if you've ever been accused of anything.
Yeah.
But it's also like, I want to know, not for like gold digging purposes, I want to know what your financials are. I want to know if you got kids that you're not paying for or something like that.
I'm not going to lie.
Financials don't lie, man.
Everything you're saying makes sense.
There's all those scams out there now.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying actually makes sense, but it also freaks me. I'm like, damn, I'm scared out.
You got one speeding ticket. You're out.
Exactly, Jennifer, yeah. You're intimidating. Damn, you don't play at all.
Well, my now husband, I actually told him like 6 months after we started dating, I was like, oh, yeah, man, I did a full run on you. You're fine. And he goes, I'm sorry, what? Like, yeah, I know where everything is, man.
Like, yeah,
wow.
Wow,
I respect that. Back in the day, it was just like you had to pass Maury. Yeah. That was the only thing you had to worry about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.